Hello, and welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and exploration. Join me, your host, Sam Harris, as I discover how mindset can help you do incredible things through my conversations with the world's most interesting people, from tech billionaires to leading scientists, best-selling authors to notorious hackers. The goal is to increase our collective wisdom and attitudes to make us all happier and healthier, wiser and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? Hello, 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 and welcome to the 2019 update with Sam Harris. That's me. So, today I'm going to be doing a podcast by myself, and I don't really like talking about myself, but this is really more of a podcast about lessons and life and how to deal with things. And you may have noticed that I really like breaking down people's problems and going into their life story and seeing how they deal with things and like all the lessons we can learn from that. And I've had a lot of requests asking me more about what I'm up to. So I've done lots of really cool stuff over the last few years whilst running this podcast, and I haven't really spoken about it. And I just don't really like speaking about myself that much. And the idea of doing a podcast episode just on myself seems a little bit OTT. But under the format of actually, this is a podcast episode about you and how you can improve your lives through my stories, suddenly I've switched it and it's like, actually, yeah, I can do that. That's fine. It's not too self-indulgent. So this is a podcast about how you can improve your life through the medium of me talking about my life. so hopefully that works out for you and sort of sounds a bit better. Because yeah, I don't like people that talk about themselves. Thus, I don't really do it that much. So I guess it's good to start with a bit of a background on me in case you haven't been listening to the podcast or to the fact that I haven't really spoken about myself that much on the podcast anyway. Well, over the last few years, I have been traveling the world. I went to Asia to start a business and that exploded and went badly. And because I don't like taking long haul flights, and I was already over there, I decided I may as well make the most of being there. I didn't have a reason to come home. So I traveled around Asia. I went to North Korea, India, doing like meditation retreats. I went to Thailand for like kickboxing retreats. I went to Australia to live with my sister for a bit because I hadn't seen her in a while. And then I went to Tasmania for a month to live with hippies in the woods. And at the same time, I was running a development agency, which allowed me to work remotely and get other people to build tech for people that needed tech. And I somehow was making money at the same time as running around having a nice life and starting a podcast. So that was all pretty cool. Then more recently, I moved to London and helped a friend build a startup in marketing, which was a lot of lessons in marketing. But I guess the bigger meta lesson of the fact that I don't really like helping people just do marketing for no real reason as such. I don't really like doing sales and I more need to have a bigger purpose for what I'm doing. And like, I really wanted to work with my friend, but I guess wanted to be doing something that aligned more with my own goals rather than just a business with a friend doing kind of cool tech stuff. So I left that after 6 months and decided that this year I was working only on my own things, which is a really cool thing to decide, except for I spent 6 months mainly trying to work on my writing, I guess, which became quite difficult because I'd never really done writing before. And as a younger person at school, I basically failed everything when it came to English, and things like writing was hugely difficult for me. And so I was like, yeah, this is a great challenge to take on. I'll enjoy this. I'll get good at it and screw all my teachers who said I'd never be able to do anything in this kind of area. Like, I'm going to take it on. And well, it didn't go brilliantly well for the last 6 months. Turns out it's not that I'm bad at writing. It's just that I have too many ideas going on and I'm not very good at deciding or executing on it. And for 1 hour of writing, I'll have like 10 hours worth of ideas of more writing or maybe books of writing that I need to do. And that's, it gets a bit overwhelming and it's very much, I guess, I think I needed more of an actual coach to sit me down and be like, right, you need to do exactly this and work on specific things. But I didn't do that and made a lot of mistakes. But I'll go into those later. But that, I think, sets you up for where I'm kind of up to at the moment. And then why I sort of then decided to go and take on a boot camp out here in Israel. So I've moved to Israel halfway through 2019 because I've had a bit of a, okay, I've reached this point, I'm not really doing things quite correctly, and this isn't quite how I wanted my year to be going. How can I make this an awesome year and still hit like some of my other goals? So one of my goals was to build a difficult application all by myself that does good for the world. And instead of making the mistakes that I'd made with the writing, I figured, well, okay, actually I need more coaching on this. I'll do a proper boot camp. So I am doing a boot camp with Founders and Coders program, who run boot camps in London and Israel. And they're a great organization to check out. They are a not-for-profit and they don't charge fees up front. They manage to do that by being a peer learning system. So you are on the boot camp and you kind of help each other out as you're going along. But then afterwards, you have to come and teach for 2 weeks once you've done it. So the whole, all of the people that are teaching on your course are the people that did the course before, and they're doing it for free. So there's suddenly a lot less money required for the entire thing. And I kind of feel that it's actually a better system in general for learning, because whilst you're there, you're always working with other people. And so it's just the way that knowledge gets around all the students, it's just kind of viral in a way. It's like everyone teaches each other and you all kind of get there together. Whereas other boot camps, you kind of just try and work on your problems by yourself. And if you get really, really stuck, you try and ask the teacher, but then like they're busy because they're trying to work with everyone else. And instead of it's like one person dealing with many, it's everyone dealing with each other. And so, yeah, it's a really cool system and it's really, really good. And I'm a huge advocate of this. So anyway, I am doing a Founders and Coders course in Israel, which is actually a really cool thing to do. But if you already knew about me, you might know that I did a coding bootcamp almost 3 years ago, and I actually had a job as a React front-end developer for 3 months. And then I actually ran a development agency where I more didn't do the coding and got other people to build things for potential clients, well, actual clients. So I built some stuff in medicine and blockchain, which was fun. Got to travel the world doing fun things whilst making tech happen. So why would I need to do a boot camp? Well, this comes down to two things. One was actually, I guess I was a bit depressed and lost and needed some kind of consistency in my life and to be doing something. I decided for 2019 I wouldn't take any kind of normal job and be stuck somewhere doing something for other people. So I've been trying to focus a lot on my writing, as I mentioned, and that's been really interesting, and I've learned a lot about myself. It's quite overwhelming listening to my brain and going like, oh God, Sam, shut up. I just need to like write this one thing. Why can't I just do this one thing? Holy crap, I'm mental. And this has been a bit of a problem, and focus has been very difficult. And I also, instead of doing a real job, I've been doing random things across the country, and that's not really helped with consistency. It meant that I haven't had a place to live and have been in different parts of Scotland and stuff, and that's been quite unhelpful for my mental health and generally being a useful human. And also I had a lot of issues with anemia, so I would often have to go home. So even if I had a month off, instead of going and like living by a lake in Italy or doing something really cool, I'd just go home to the middle of the countryside and be there waiting for test results and things, and that was quite frustrating. So yes, I've had kind of some issues, and it was a bit overwhelming trying to deal with my problems and not doing a very good job of it. So it's really useful when you do have things like this to actually just have a job or be somewhere where you have a reason to get up every day and do something with people and have some kind of purpose and meaning. So firstly, is just solving my problems with like depression and things, it's just having a reason to be somewhere and do something is quite handy. On the subject of
mastery and becoming really good at something, I reached what I would call a level of acceptable proficiency in coding, where I could code, but I wasn't getting any better. I mean, I could just code React front ends, and that's fine if I want a job doing that, and I could just do more of that, but I wasn't really developing all the rest of my skills. And I am now at a level where I could kind of teach myself, but then, you know, I'd just be sort of depressed and sort of sitting around by myself, just teaching myself things, and I'm only going to do like an hour or two a day, let's be realistic, of teaching myself to program when I haven't got a reason to be doing anything or anyone telling me what to do. But being on a boot camp, I have to get up, I have to do 8 hours a day, and I'm constantly learning new things, and it's really, really useful for just getting instant feedback on what you do and don't know and developing yourself. So I'm just learning so much more on this course than I would be by not doing it, and that is super useful. And then secondly, the other great thing about doing this out here in Israel is that no one else really speaks English as their first language. And the course is all about peer learning and teaching each other things. And as someone that's actually quite good at coding, generally, I do need to teach the rest of them a lot of the things. And so it's very hard trying to teach someone whose English isn't their first language and they don't have any experience in coding, trying to teach them things that they don't understand is immensely, immensely difficult. Trying to put thoughts that were in my head and I kind of understand, but it's sort of slightly unstructured and they're just like vague. Right, this is kind of how you solve this. I can't just say that to them and like leave them with it. I have to really organize my thoughts into like really nice, logical, clear pieces of information that like they can actually understand and grasp. And so it's been really, really useful to help my own abilities of explaining things and tying these concepts together into proper packages in my own mind to actually be able to explain to other people. So it's helping my own learning of the code information that I'm trying to take in and master, and it's helping my abilities of explaining things better, challenging how well I really understand things to deliver them usefully to the rest of the world, which I think is going to be really useful for the podcast in terms of when I have thoughts that I want to share with you, I'll actually be able to explain myself more clearly, and hopefully I'm mastering two skills at once by being on this program. So yeah, that's really, really interesting. And then the fact that I've never really been to Israel before, like I said, it was something I need to explain. The course runs in London as well, and being out here in Israel is just something that is immensely more fascinating. When life gives you sort of two options, you should kind of go for the crazy one wherever possible, and this gives you a bit of a life story to tell and have and just know a lot more about things. You know, I've lived in London plenty of times. I don't need another 3 months of remembering London as much as having 3 months of what life is like out here in Israel is really interesting. And it's funny being on the course of people who are like 20 to 25 and they don't really drink and like they're mostly virgins or they are married and have kids, and it's just like, what? This is nothing like the society I come from. And yeah, it's really fascinating being out here with these people. They have no clue about climate change, which is a bit of a challenge every day to not scream at people when they like use plastic for things and just like, oh, well, okay, need to rethink how I talk about this to people, because yeah, they just don't have a society where they're even aware of this. And then the whole Arab community is kind of oppressed, and the whole Palestine issue and things that I don't really know about is quite fascinating to learn. And the actual boot camp I'm on is for helping Arabs and women get into tech out here, which is a very Jewish, male-dominated society. So, yeah, that's quite fascinating to be around a bunch of cool ladies. I'm a bit of an odd white guy. I stick out a lot in any photos. But yeah, I'm sure you'll get to see some of those. But it's been a lot of fun, and it's definitely helping me overcome depression and learn about myself and life and code. So yeah, some cool principles there of solving your problems. And I had another thing. when you do focus on like your current problem, you can actually like let it kind of overcome you and it just becomes worse. So if you think about when you're writing in an exam and you might get stuck on like number two, you can be stuck on number two for the rest of the exam if you just sit there and like try and battle that question. Whereas you can just go on to question three and question four and solve other problems. And by the time you get to question eight, the answer to question two will suddenly just arrive in your brain. And that's kind of what I'm doing with the writing issue of, okay, I'm maybe trying to deal with this head on and could be doing a much better job of it if I wasn't dealing with it head on. And just going and doing other things and solving problems, working with cool people, is just stimulating lots more ideas of how to approach what I'm doing. And suddenly I am actually getting up 2 hours early every day and writing consistently. And I'm having a deadline that I have to try and stick to and actually make stuff happen. And so my writing is getting better and more productive by going and not focusing on the writing as much. So that's a really good life principle when you aren't doing what you want to do so well. Then another principle I've actually had from being out here, like just recently, this one girl she's just been really like torn up about whether she should be on the course. And like every day she spends so much time like in frustration, wondering whether she should even be doing it. And she's like, oh, I didn't get this one thing. Shit, I shouldn't be here. Oh God, this is awful. And then she gets something else like, oh yeah, I'm stupid. This is fine. It doesn't matter. And then you know, she'll spend more like worrying about something else. And she's just in a lot of pain and frustration. And she's constantly judging everything she's learning as to whether it's useful and she should be here. And it's a bit worrying for me every time I talk to her that I might like say something that makes her feel stupid and that she shouldn't be here. And I can't relax around her. And it's quite frustrating for me and for her and everyone. But it's sort of bonkers because she's putting so much energy and time into trying to decide if she should be here when she could just be here and enjoy herself and put her energy and her time and brain power into trying to solve the problems that she isn't understanding, or just being relaxed and being like happy about the fact that she's learning a lot of things and some things are going over her head, but by the end of it, she'll be much better and she can like carry on with it afterwards. And so we had a bit of a conversation about this and was like, okay, just commit to being here for another 4 weeks at least and just decide that you do the course. Then we have a week off. You can like think about it from a better perspective if you've actually done half the course by that point and you can decide if it's worth doing the rest of it. But you just don't need to worry about it for the next 4 weeks and actually just be here and put your energy into being like someone that's solving their own problems rather than trying to solve this problem of whether you should be here or not, because it's not helping anyone or yourself. And it was just really amazing to see how much stress was just able to come off her shoulders and just for her to just chill out by thinking, okay, I am just someone that's on the course. I'm not this person that's like maybe here, maybe not. And it's just helped her so much and me. And it definitely was just a life principle that I only kind of realized by helping someone else, because it's something that I actually get wrong myself a lot, but being able to tell someone else who has this problem, I'm like, oh shit, I should do this so often myself. Oh crap. So it's not like I'm a master of this, but it's really helped me think about this better. Hopefully it might help you as well when you're ever sort of thinking about whether or not you should be doing something and realize that it's consuming all your time when you could just be doing the thing that you're doing and enjoying it a lot more if you weren't getting so overwhelmed by whether or not you should be doing it, because it's really unhealthy and causes a lot of anxiety and stress. I think that's a really, really big life tip. So yeah, try and just be present and not worry about things more often. Okay, cool. That, I think, covers being out here and why I'm in Israel and dealing with my problems and mastering stuff. So some life principles. I'm delighted to announce that I have a sponsor today called Care/Of, who I'll refer to as Care Of from now on. They help you hit your health and wellness goals by using science and sustainable practices, which are my favorite things. So whether you're looking for energy, better sleep, trying to maintain stress, or something else,
to help you feel your healthiest, Care Of can really give you a boost this season. How? Their fun online quiz asks you about your diet, health goals, and lifestyle choices, and it only takes 5 minutes to find out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations, and it really doesn't take that long. And it can just be hard to know what vitamins or supplements you should be taking, but Care Of makes it easy to find out what you specifically need. And then, in one monthly delivery, they supply all your daily vitamin and supplement needs customized to your recommendations, so you only get to take what you actually need. Now, Care Of makes sure that what you're putting into your body comes from the best sources, backed by honest guidance and transparency, and it's all available on their website. And what I really, really like is that they are using sustainable packaging, so their vitamin packets are made using compostable plant-based film that meets safety standards, so vitamins are kept fresh and it's all better for the environment. And then they also have lots of vegan and vegetarian supplement options available to match your needs. So if you are a vegetarian or a vegan like me, then you can get the things that you actually need to stay healthy. So for 25% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter growth mindset. Again, go to takecareof.com and enter the code growth mindset, and the details will be in the show notes. Now on to the podcast. What am I doing with the podcast? So it's been going really, really well. I've been getting into the top 20 business things on iTunes for the past month. That's cool. I'm pretty happy about that. And yeah, getting a lot more people trying to be on the podcast and getting a lot more guests to come on. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I've been getting into some really, really cool deep conversations with people and the ones that were coming up. And it's been, yeah, ridiculously fascinating stuff. It's sort of mind-bending and changing my life. And hopefully we'll do the same for you. And one thing I want to do is try and make the podcast better for people as a resource. And something that I find is a problem with podcasts that I listen to is that they are all very interesting, but I would like to have a bit more, like, something binding them together better of, like, topics and things. So I want to make my podcast be in series where I'll interview guests in a similar field about certain things and how to approach that. So like 5 episodes on how to start, grow a business and then sell it, or 5 episodes on coaching, or 5 episodes with Olympians or something. There's just like a bit more of a thing that binds itself together as like a chunk of knowledge, rather than just like one podcast that you can kind of listen to, enjoy, and then kind of forget. Because, you know, if you think about blog posts, you might read plenty of blog posts in a day, but you'll forget most of them. Whereas if you read a book, it's sort of like, at least it's bound together in a book and you feel there's some consistency going on. You might share it with a friend and say, hey, this was really useful, and you can actually talk about it. Whereas, you know, small pieces of content, they kind of just go in and out your brain a bit more. So I want to actually bind things together into something that is more memorable and more useful. And hopefully these things could almost be like audiobooks in terms of their usefulness for people, and yet still be free and available to everyone. So that's something I want to try and do. I want to improve my own abilities at talking also. I have this problem where I talk too fast because I listen to podcasts on triple speed, which is really, really fast and means I get to consume lots of information very quickly. That's fun. But it does give me a warped sense of how fast people speak, because I get to listen to a hell of a lot more words at triple speed than I do any words at normal speed. And slightly messes up my brain. So I think I am speaking too fast myself, and also with guests. And if I could get them to slow down and myself, it would be a lot easier for more people to understand. Because being out here in Israel and talking to people, they understand English, but it's not perfect. So I have to speak really slowly and clearly, and every word has to be crystal clear. And then it's okay. And if I did that on the podcast, then more people in the world could actually listen to them and benefit. Like, I know I could not share my podcast with the people out here that I'm with
and they're really cool. And it would be great if they could listen to these podcasts. So if I can actually make them slower, I could share them with a lot more people, and that would be really nice. But it's probably going to be hard. So I am, committing to forcing myself to get better at it. And hopefully that's one thing from being out here and talking to these people every day in a slow, crystal clear manner will make me get better at doing.
Now, this directly relates to the subject of mastery, because if I try to get better at talking slowly in the UK, I'm not getting the instant feedback that I need to speak slower when I'm surrounded by people that understand me for the most part, and no one's really telling me to speak slower. Whereas if I'm surrounded by non-native speakers permanently, who literally just don't understand me if I speak fast, then I'm constantly getting feedback immediately that I need to slow down. And that is how you get mastery on things, is where you permanently have an instant feedback loop that's always telling you when you're going wrong. So if you're trying to master something, try and find a way that you can get a feedback loop as quickly as possible that always points out your problems. And then that's how you get better at stuff really fast.
And then what else? I am trying to get cool, awesome, insane guests as much as possible. And you can help me with this by giving me good ratings. That would be really, really nice and helpful if you do feel like you are enjoying the podcast or this episode or any of the things that I'm trying to do. That would help a lot, because having a bit of a nice profile on the podcast really improves the ability to get big, insane guests. And I mean, I already have a few, and it's going to be a really good season, and the podcast is getting better and better, but it will just get better faster if more of you leave reviews. So that would be really nice. And it always makes my day every time someone leaves me a review. And also, get in touch with me at any point in time. That's always really nice. I've had quite a few people now asking for help with things or sending me a message, and I always love to talk to you about things. So thanks everyone so far that's got in touch. And if you ever feel the urge, do. You can just email me or Twitter or LinkedIn or anything. They're all fine. On the subject of email, I do want to increase the amount of feedback that I am getting. And so I thought I should start an email newsletter to try and just distill some of the cool things that I'm learning about each week and make myself deliver useful information to people and provide useful resources for you. And at the same time, that way you'll have my email readily available in your inbox or in your contact list. And if you ever feel like you want to talk to me about anything, you can just instantly send me a message. So the feedback loop will be much faster and instant, because I really want to improve the podcast as much as possible.
So again, this does relate to the subject of mastery. And running the podcast, initially, just editing all the episodes myself really helped me develop and get much better as a podcast host. I was getting instant feedback on how I was in the conversation and where I was going wrong and how I could have been improving my questions and getting more out of the guest, and just seeing how the whole path went based on the things that I said was really fascinating, and getting that feedback was really useful to make me improve. But then doing that for 50 episodes has really taken me a long way, and I'm so much better now as an interviewer, but it's now kind of limiting me because it's a bit of a process. It takes quite a long time and it's taking up too much time to stop me from doing other things, and it's limiting the amount of podcasts I can do. And so I'm outsourcing that because I'm good enough at it to know if it's been done well or not. And I don't need to hear my podcast episodes like 8 times whilst editing it. And instead, I am now trying to get a different form of feedback. So when you're working on things that you want to master, you kind of want to work on like the hardest thing for you. And learning how to interview is no longer the hardest thing for me. I think what's going to really advance the podcast is getting feedback from you guys, which is not something I've been doing. I've just been trying to work it all out by myself, and I haven't focused on talking to you. So instead, having an email newsletter where I'm actually reaching out to you and giving you useful advice on things, but you can also give me feedback at any point, and there'll be like a form link where you can fill in details, or you can just reply and be like, Sam, this is really stupid, or I wish you could do this on the podcast, it would make it so much better. Then I'll actually have feedback from people telling me what to do. And that is, I think, going to be the next step in making the podcast more awesome, or at least one of them. And so, yes, that's why I'm starting a newsletter.
So I will start an email newsletter, and you can sign up on the website, or I'll try and put a link in this description.
So some principles to apply to your own life. As I mentioned, the email list is just a general way to get mastery of something if it means that you can get more feedback on it. And then in general, it does just seem to be regarded as one of the best ways to grow an audience that you're actually in touch with and that like you, if you do it well. And so again, that's another thing to actually get better at, is learning how to do a good email list. And it should be something that's just really useful for my life. But it's something I've always not wanted to do, because I hate email. The more emails I get, the more problems I have, and it just takes up my time. So the idea of running an email list just seems highly ironic and disgusting, and I would never want to do it. But I've logicked my way into it by saying, okay, what if I provide resources up front to help people have less email in their inbox and to have more control over it? So I guess that's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to start by sending you details of how to have less problems with your email, and hopefully this helps you. And if you sign up to my email list, you'll have more time in your day and you'll be less stuck in your inbox. And so I think that's actually a really good thing to do for humanity, and that it will help you. So that's what I'm doing, and it allows me to do something that I didn't want to do otherwise. And my fixed mindset belief of, oh, I can never start an email list, is now a growth mindset belief of, oh yeah, I can do this and help people have less email at the same time. And I've switched it around and it makes more sense. So I can now live with myself by starting an email list and giving myself more things to do, sure, but I think it will be useful and help with my writing and other skills. So yes, if you're ever stuck in a situation where you want to do something because it's going to benefit you, but you feel like it's bad for some reason, try and find a way to make it good. And you probably can if you think about it, instead of just assuming that you can't do it, which is kind of what I did, which is a bit stupid when you think about it.
So that would be really nice if you want to hear some cool things and learn about the world. And then lastly, also my Patreon. I haven't really focused on it. I just haven't known what's been the best useful thing for you to get from me. And it seems wrong to lock away content that I'm creating just to people that can like afford to pay. So I don't really want to do that and give like extra stuff. But I do want to be useful on my Patreon at the same time. So it's a confusing dilemma, really. So I was thinking I would just try and ask you guys what you want me to do on a Patreon and what you might sort of pay for or not. So yeah, maybe I've had a few people kind of ask for coaching and things, and I'm happy to do like monthly sessions on everyone can get involved, and perhaps the first time you sign up, I'll give you a session. You can set some goals for the year and things, and that could be fun. Happy to talk to anyone that signs up on the Patreon. So yeah, if you're interested in some coaching, or I don't know what else I could do, but anything, I'm open to ideas, then yeah, get onto the Patreon and we'll try and work something out, and that would be fun. Cool. And on that note, I think I've covered everything. Just a bit more info, I think, on the coding bootcamp stuff.
You can find out more details about the coding bootcamp at foundersandcoders.com, I think. It might be foundersandcoders.org, but the link will be in the show notes regardless. And yeah, it's a really good bootcamp and the best way to learn, I feel. So definitely check it out.
If you feel like you want to learn to code, I would say it's a great decision in life. Helps you think about lots of other things really well, and it's a useful skill regardless of what you're doing. And the coding bootcamps in London and Israel are completely free. So that's really nice. if you do the one in London, they do want you to try and take a job through them afterwards. So you need to be able to work in the UK. That way they can carry on sustaining themselves because they take a recruitment fee. If you do the one in Israel, it's completely free, but there is only 3 international students at a course. So yeah, they're both quite hard to get onto, but they are amazing and possibly the best courses you could do. And regardless, it's worth trying to get onto them anyway, because you have to do prerequisites and you have to learn some of the basics of coding yourself before you can get on. And these are essentially the best things you can do before you do any bootcamp, is to learn the fundamentals, because that way, when you do start the bootcamp, you just have all the basics down and you have like this foundation of knowledge to grow from. Whereas if you don't learn the basics before you start a bootcamp, you'll just spend like months in frustration and not being able to learn things. And all this stuff will go over your head and you'll waste your time and your money. And there's a lot of boot camps that sell like zero to hero things, and it's just bollocks. Like the original boot camp that I did was like zero to hero, and of the 11 of us that started, 2 of us finished. And that's because we learned some code before. And if you take a boot camp without knowing stuff beforehand, you're just going to fail. So even if you're going to go do a different boot camp, I would suggest forcing yourself to look through the prerequisites of these ones and do them anyway, because it's going to set you up for success in the rest of it. And that's just a good principle in any kind of thing that you're learning, is to actually have a bit of a foundation before you try and take more stuff on. And on that note, yeah, that's the end of the podcast. Get in touch if you want any advice on any of these things or getting involved with the bootcamps. And I shall be doing some more series in the future. We will currently be having a series from Sam, me, where I'm going to do some more cool, awesome life tips. I did a really popular episode on the biggest life hack of 2018 last year that wasn't on any life hack list. So this year I'm going to do the same for 2019. I have some really big life-changing hacks that have helped me that I want to explain. And I have no idea why they're not on any life hack list, because it's really awesome and the world should know about it. So you can hear about that next week. So cool. I think that's everything. And have an awesome week. Enjoy whatever else you're up to. And stay tuned or miss out.
But wait, there is one more thing that I need to talk to you about. As you may have noticed, I've really enjoyed asking people about kindness on the podcast. And it's really changed the way I think about kindness. And it's really brought the point home that actually a lot of it is just deciding to be a better person. And like watching Jordan Peterson, he talks about the fact that it's not natural to be kind. It takes a lot of work and you don't just sort of do it by accident. It takes a lot of effort to be a kind person, but anyone can be kind. And so I'm really trying to make a point of being a nicer person in my life. And I'm getting a lot of benefit from seeing how to do this. But the end goal is really just putting your money where your mouth is and using your resources for good. So I have been putting my money where my mouth is. I have been donating to useful causes and helping people in other ways. Don't think I need to go into all the details of my personal stuff, but yeah, it's been really nice and I felt a lot better about this. And thus, I am pleased to announce that I want to start promoting charities on the podcast that do really meaningful things. So you may have listened to the podcast with Dr. Niall McCann, who runs National Park Rescue, and they protect national parks and basically prevent the extinction of amazing wild animals in them. And they preserve the forests and trees which keep the planet alive. So you're helping with global warming and the general planet. So today I am going to promote National Park Rescue. And don't just take my word for it. I also have a word from Sir Michael Caine himself.
The elephant, rhino and lion massacre is one of the great tragedies of our time. With 10 years to extinction for these remarkable creatures, we're losing the war on wildlife. National Park Rescue's success with direct action operations brings hope to a dire situation. Please join me in supporting their important work. Thank you.
So on that rather alarming message, it is now the end of the podcast, and I hope that has inspired you to take some more ownership of who you are in the world and what kind of person you want to be, and that you're encouraged to head over to National Park Rescue and donate. And it was lovely to have Michael Caine on the podcast. So that was nice and cool. Have a lovely week. You've just listened to an episode of the Growth Mindset podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe on your preferred app and give me a good rating, as these go a really long way. If you are unable to give good feedback right now, try sharing the show with a friend who will, or just wait for the show to improve. If you have any ideas for the show or you just want to chat, then please reach out to me on Twitter at SamHarrisTweets or Instagram at SamJamSnaps. Show notes and other links to topics discussed in the episodes are available at the website, growthmindsetpodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening. Give yourself a big hug from me. If you're with a friend, give them a hug as well. And I hope you enjoy your next podcast.